Bill, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Jason?
I'm good, Bill. Edmonton's got everything they've wanted, and Buffalo, you know, they lost the lottery that they didn't like, and then they lost out on Mike Babcock. It's kind of been the opposite end for them. First of all, let's start with the coaching. Who do you think is the leading candidate now that they didn't get Babcock?
Maybe Dan Bylsma. He's going to come this week and talk to the Sabres. Luke Richardson, Binghamton's coach, has ties to GM Tim Murray, and I have a feeling they've already talked to him. I'm not sure, but it seems like they have. And there's probably someone else in the mix. I'm not too sure. Like you said, they were very interested, obviously, in Mike Babcock and lost out. They wanted Todd McClellan, didn't get him. But if you had to pick a front runner right now, I would think it's probably Bylsma or Luke Richardson.
Who do you think's a better fit?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I mean, we don't know if Luke Richardson's only coach in the AHL, really. We don't know a lot about him. We know the kind of player he was and everything like that. It would be interesting to see a young coach grow with a young team. But, I mean, Dan Bylsma, by all accounts, I think he would work both ways. I mean, he had a younger kind of veteran team in Pittsburgh early on, and he won the Cup. But he had a bunch of starters here, too, probably. It might work. I don't know. It's so hard to get a read on the Sabres because they're such a work in progress.
You know, the Connor McDavid, everybody wanted him, of course. The Sabres were in a situation where they get Jack Eichel, who looked very good at the World Championships. And I know Tim Murray's reaction right away, wasn't great. And I'm sure in hindsight, he regrets it. But, you know, now that they're focused on, we all know they're going to take Jack Eichel. I think that's pretty obvious that, you know, we can make the comparison, you know, Ovechkin, Malkin, number one, number two, both really dominant players. Like, it's not like they really missed out here. Jack Eichel is going to be a pretty special player. I'm assuming it's an obvious no-brainer that he's going to play in Buffalo next year. You're hearing reports he still might contemplate going back to college.
It seems like he'll come, but he's had a few opportunities to say that he would play in the NHL next year, and he hasn't. He hasn't said he would. He said he'll think about it and make a decision at the right time. And if you're him, I mean, NHL salaries for rookies, I mean, he would only make whatever, $900,000. If he went back to college, he'd have a run at the national championship. People talk about college is the best time of their lives and something you never get back. So maybe he still wants to give it a run, one more year at Boston University. But all that said, I still think he'll probably turn pro. I mean, he looks ready. Everyone says he's ready. He acquitted himself very well at the World Championship, so I would expect he plays for the Sabres next season.
Which other young players do you think make that lineup this year?
There's a lot of talk about Sam Reinhart being their number two center. He's a good young kid, but I don't think he's ready to be their number two center. I mean, in October, I mean, he wasn't ready for the NHL, and I can't see him a year later sliding in and playing 17 minutes and having the kind of responsibilities a number two center in the NHL has. So I'm not sure if he'll even make the team. Maybe he's in Rochester next year. Mark Pesek's ready to graduate. He should have been on the Sabres last year, but they kept him down. Mikhail Grigorenko has to clear waivers. He's a restricted free agent. So if they keep him, if they don't trade him, he's got to stick with Buffalo. So I don't know if he's ready to graduate. So there aren't a lot of guys ready to kind of make the big club next year. A lot of the guys that would have normally been on other teams, Rasmus Ristolainen or Nikita Zadorov, those type of guys, they've already been in Buffalo.
Bill Hoppe from the BuffaloHockeyBeat.com joins us. Bill, Grigorenko, 6'3", 205, 210-pound centerman. A lot of people would say he likely was rushed, to the NHL, and that impacted him. You know, last year was a guy who played in the AHL majority of the time, 43 games there, had 36 points, and only had 6 points in 25 NHL games. Is he, just a classic case of rushing a young kid, or are there some serious warts in his game?
I think both. They definitely rushed him the lockout year. He had really no business being given a roster spot. Then they did the same thing the next year, which was bizarre. And he finally wound up in the AHL last year. And he did well in the AHL, it seemed like. I saw him play a couple times, and he looked pretty good. But now he's out of that option. And when he was up with the Sabres last year, I mean, he gave Ted Nolan fits. He just, it seemed like he had turned a corner, his compete level and all that stuff they talk about. It finally kind of matched his talent, but he didn't maintain it when he was up with the Sabres. He didn't really do anything, and he's at the point now where he was drafted by a different regime. He's restricted. You kind of wonder if they just trade him this offseason.
Yeah, and he's one of those young players that you trade and then you regret trading him, because right now his trade value isn't going to be very high. And another guy like that is Zadorov. You know, we saw at the end of the season he was benched and they didn't want him on the team. What was the story with Zadorov? And is it just a kid who's got to mature, or is there something else going on?
Well, he definitely has to mature. He missed his flight back from whatever it was, the Dominican Republic, following the All-Star game. And, you know, he stood up and he owned it. And then whatever, a month later, he overslept for practice. It never really got through to him. And early in the year, they wouldn't play him because they just didn't think he had the right kind of habits to play in the NHL. So, he looked great. He's aggressive. He looks like a defenseman that could have 10 goals and 40 points, play 25 minutes. I mean, he's a legit upper tier prospect, but he's another guy drafted by a different regime, and you wonder, Tim Murray's pretty no nonsense. You wonder if they just have enough at some point and just trade him.
When he plays, how good is he?
Oh, he's real good. He's fun to watch. I mean, there aren't a ton of defensemen that could, you know, be a 15 goal defenseman and, you know, layout guys like that get on the highlight reel. So he's a lot of fun.
And they've got so many young defensemen. Like, Buffalo's in a unique position. The fact that Babcock considered it that long, I think he realized they've got a lot of good young players. Now, good young players that we've seen in Edmonton doesn't equate to instant success right away by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, they made that big trade at the end of the season, getting rid of Tyler Myers and brought in Evander Kane, who didn't play because he was injured. And then, of course, Bogosian was the other major piece of that deal. Kane should be healthy and ready to go at the start of the season. And, you know, a lot of people would think, hey, if Eichel's there, those two could play together. How much, even if Murray doesn't make a ton of moves this offseason, how much better do you think the Sabres can be next year?
Well, they'll be better. It's hard to go much further down than they already were. But they could win 20 more games next year and still miss the playoffs by 10 points. I mean, they were that bad.
Mm-hmm.
They still have a lot of holes on their roster. Evander Kane's coming, and they will probably have Jack Eichel and all these young guys that are a year older and more mature. But bottom six forwards are a question mark. They need a goalie. Their only goalie right now is basically Chad Johnson. So they have a lot of question marks, and I think they'll be better than maybe they win 12 more games or have 25 more points. But I still think they're a work in progress and they're a long ways away.
Well, a long ways away. What about goaltending? What are they going to do?
Well, I mean, Jonas Enroth and Michael Neuvirth are both unrestricted free agents. I think there's a chance one of them could come back. Anders Lindbach is also a free agent. Maybe they re-sign him. And I think what you might see is maybe they package one of these young guys and some of these picks or whatever and make a run at Martin Jones or Cam Talbot or John Gibson, one of these young backups who's, you know, blocked by a number one.
Have you talked to Tim Murray? Is he willing to trade his second first-round pick for something like that?
We haven't talked to him much because they wouldn't let him talk to the media following the season. But, yeah, he's willing to trade it, number 21. And the Sabres had a late pick last year, and he wanted to trade that. So I think that's in play for sure.
Yeah, because they've got they got the 21st pick and the 31st overall pick, so they got three picks right now in the top 31. And I also think they have another set. I think they got four picks in the top 50 or something like that. So they've definitely got some options if they're looking to try to make a splash at the draft.
Definitely, and they're going to have to trade some of those picks. I mean, you can only have so many picks. Yeah. I mean, they're great to have, and they're currency. And I think you'll see a couple packaged.
Bill Hoppe joins us. Bill, the overall attitude of the organization, do you sense there's a real frustration right now with the lottery and the whole Babcock scenario, or have they moved on? I know they have to move on, but does it linger maybe more than it should?
I think they moved on from the McDavid-Eichel thing. I think it hit them that in any other year, Jack Eichel would be the number one pick, and they just got a franchise player and all that kind of stuff. The Babcock thing, I'm not sure if they've moved on. I think they probably have, but I think they were legitimately stung by it. They're kind of used to getting what they want, and they didn't get what they wanted, and it probably hurt them.
Do you think Babcock would have made that much of a difference?
In the short term, no. Maybe long term. I mean, my thing with Mike Babcock is, as good as he is, this whole process has kind of overrated him, in my opinion. And I hate to say that because I think he's a heck of a coach, but it's elevated him to this almost this mystique level. And, you know, you have guys like Dan Bylsma. He has just as many Stanley Cups as Mike Babcock. And Dan Bylsma is not going to get the same attention.
Well, Bill, it's been an interesting offseason for Buffalo. We will see at the draft, of course, the Sabres, one of the teams that should be front and center on day one and day two. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Jason.